Bonneville. The first week of June marked the completion of the Hive Lakeland Youth Hub's first phase, and now the community's youth are being welcomed into its new Main Street location. During the Hive's soft opening, 112 youth aged 14 to 21 flooded the new space over 3 days to check out the cafe, play board games, use the computers, access a fun photo booth, play giant Yahtzee, and socialize with friends, old and new. Teens and young adults took the opportunity to enjoy the new space. They also had the chance to win door prizes donated by 9 local businesses during the official opening day. Youth were also treated to popcorn, snow cones, and specialty drinks from the latte machine. The youth coffee house and equipment has been an exciting feature specifically requested by the youth advisory group that helped imagine what the Hive could and should look like. There is still work to be done before phase 2 at the Hive is complete. As phase 1 is completed, we look forward to when we can start phase 2. Because of funds, we cannot start phase 2 yet, explained Amy Cathan, one of 2 youth coordinators with the Hive. The plans for the second phase include building a full kitchen, a lounge area, an art and flex space, a fitness studio, and 2 more bathrooms, change rooms. Mentorship comes in many forms at the Hive, but formal wellness and medical supports are also in the planning stages to include in the youth space as well. Cathan continued, "We are always accepting more sponsors and grant money to be able to start phase 2 renovations. If local businesses or community members would like to donate to the Hive, they can call me or Rachel at 587-201-2528. While the Hive has enough funds to run through the year, the non-for-profit is responsible for finding its own sustainable funding model in order to continue offering low to no barrier programming for local youth. A grand opening event will be planned for late summer to welcome sponsors, stakeholder groups, and special guests into the youth facility. June at the Hive. Over the course of the month, the Hive will be offering program-based activities that include pottery, paint night, and yoga, and much more. The Hive's coordinators point out that registration is limited for some classes, and youth are encouraged to sign up for programs as early as possible to guarantee their spots. Anyone interested in learning about the Hive's programming and inclusive space can find out more information by visiting www.thehivelakeland.ca. Related story. The Hive, a place for everyone to be.